Okay, this would be the Art Drysdale vignette entitled Aquaback 1321. Another new product for mosquito control has hit the market. It's called Aquaback. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Details after this. 321. The West Nile virus has many homeowners upset about mosquitoes. First, a reminder that the chances of succumbing to West Nile virus are extremely low, but it's likely worthwhile to take a few simple precautions, such as making sure that eaves troughs drain properly, old tires are not left sitting around, and rinsing your bird bath about every second day. As regards ornamental ponds, the simplest, cheapest solution is to put a couple of goldfish in. They will easily take care of eating the mosquito larvae. If that isn't practical due to considerations such as cranes eating the fish, but keep in mind the goldfish are cheap enough to allow you to replace them often, then you may wish to consider the latest product. You may have heard previously about Bacillus thuringiensis for the control of caterpillars. This microbial insecticide with no poison symbol on the label, it's been available for over a decade. It's labeled BTK. Now we have a new version known as BTI, or Aquaback, a biological larvicide. It's for use in standing water, such as rain barrels, water gardens, ponds, bird baths, puddles, swamps, and marshes. During the spore-forming stage of the BTI life cycle, it produces a protein crystal that is toxic only to mosquito larvae. I'll have more on this unique product the next day, but meanwhile, I should tell you that it is expensive, around $20 to $25 for a 500-gram canister, but if you think it's what you need, then ask for it at your favorite garden center. I'm Art Drysdale.